There is a pattern of unacceptable behaviour, misogyny, discrimination, harassment and sexual misconduct within the Defence Forces. The words of Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin yesterday as he published the report of the Independent Review Group on the Defence Forces. Gerard Guyon is General Secretary of PD4A, the representative body for enlisted personnel serving in the Defence Forces. He told this programme about his members' reaction to the review that was established after concerns were first raised by a group of female veterans, Women of Honour.
Saddened, somewhat shocked. The report makes for difficult reading. As a member of Defence Forces, we take an oath of allegiance and we take it seriously. We promise to defend the Constitution and the citizens of the state. There are, as pointed out in the report, a great number of good and honourable men and women. I think that the reaction across the board will be one of sadness that has come to this, and one of shock, and I suppose one of, to a certain extent, gratitude that you know, it's there now. We have a report and we will act on it, and we will have to improve the Defence Forces. A report like this will undoubtedly knock people back, but it has the potential to improve morale down the road. If you if the government is serious and they bring forward the public inquiry, if they change the redress system as proposed, if they change the A7 complaint system, all of these measures, if they make it more transparent, the complaint system, and more accountability across the organisation, I think that it has the ability to improve morale, but it needs to be done fast. Well, we've had members contact in our office this morning and they have sought to tell us their stories. A number of veterans, we've also had one or two serving personnel, and they have told us about measures that had impacted on them and their careers when they were in the Defence Forces, and they're looking to see, can they now engage with the inquiry, the public inquiry, or any non-statutory inquiry that may be set up, and they're eager to do so. And I think that the Women of Honour have given a voice to a great many people out there who are veterans, who will now feel that they're empowered to come forward and tell their stories.
Gerard Guyon of PD4. Well, before we came on air, I spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Conor King, who's General Secretary of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, RADCO. He began by giving me his reaction to the report.
It's a real gut punch. It's a visceral reaction, really. It's shocking. It's extremely stark. As an association, we're saddened to read the lived experiences of women and men who have obviously been hugely mistreated throughout the decades, and also currently, it would appear. And I suppose all we can do is we can commend the Women of Honour and anyone who's been brave enough to step forward and thank them. What we do now is how we will be judged in the future.
Is right at the outset of the report, we have a glossary of terms: beasting, the imposition of arduous exercise either in training or as punishment; mobbing, victimisation and harassment of an individual after a minor conflict escalates, designed to isolate them; tubbing, referring to the placing of an individual in a barrel which may contain any combination of chemicals, oil, aeroplane fuel, deceased animal carcasses or other substances for the purposes of hazing or punishment. Are these practices that you would have come across or heard about?
Certainly the latter two, tubbing and mobbing, I think you said, they're not practices that I would ever have come across or I've ever heard about, and the first time I heard about them was reading them. Beasting is something that is, you know, a colloquial term that would have been around when I was a cadet 23 years ago, 22 years ago. And to me, that, to my mind, that was, you know, intense physical activity, you know, to make you more robust and resilient. But where any sort of element of sadistic pleasure, which has been described in this report, or any sort of element of physical assault, people being kicked, people being punched, that is completely unacceptable. And if beasting in the definition of this report means what I think it now means, then there is absolutely no place for it in the Defence Force.
Yeah, I mean, what the report does find, and I quote, is a discernible pattern of bullying which can be generalised as follows, and identifies some of those practices: mobbing, beasting, we've talked about, social exclusion, verbal abuse, insulting, foul, violent or sexualised language, humiliation, deceit, dishonesty, intimidation, shaming. The list goes on. You know, I suppose the concern is that these are practices which are endemic to the Defence Forces.
Yeah, it's not my lived experience that they are endemic to the Defence Forces, because I know for a fact that the vast majority of my members and those of PD4 as well are good people who would absolutely not tolerate this. But it seems that there have been people, and there are still people potentially, who are engaging in this process, in these processes, and people are either turning a blind eye or they're being done in secrecy, you know, where people are vulnerable. It needs to stop. And, you know, we've been very much to the forefront, not only working with the IRG in trying to disseminate their surveys and support them and encouraging our members to come forward. And we continue our members, continue to encourage our members to come forward and call these behaviours out where
they
happen.
What the report identifies is a failure of leadership, and you represent the leaders in the organisation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we represent officers in the Defence Forces and cadets up to the rank of colonel. And it's absolutely mea culpa for an organisation. Leadership starts, you know, culture starts at the top, and culture is driven by the leaders, and that's the leaders in the Defence Forces and the leadership in the Department of Defence as well. You know, culture is how we do things around here, and it appears that how we've been doing things around here, when you read the report, is not the right way to do it.
We know this is all particularly acute in the case of female members. Again, repeated and regular attacks, sexual assaults on women. The culture that women are experiencing in the Defence Force is one that is deeply hostile, it seems.
It does seem that way, and that seems to be the lived experiences of the people who came forward to the IRG. And we can only thank them for that. And to be honest, all we can do is put our best foot forward and ensure that the policies that people have obviously lost faith in, and that the behaviours that have been tolerated in small pockets, are completely stamped out. The Chief of Staff was on yesterday, and he was talking about how he's inculcated different practices. Mm. What we would ask him is to ensure to include the representative associations, because in the last number of years, we haven't really been at the table when it comes to actually trying to bring issues such as inadequate staffing levels, unsafe staffing, lack of mentoring and supervision. And these are all contributory factors. They're not the only factor, but they are contributory factors to a poor culture.
And I mean, how does that contribute to a situation where, again, quoting from the report, 9 out of 10 women who responded to the review group reported that they'd experienced some form of sexual harassment?
Yeah, it's horrendous. It is absolutely horrendous. And It speaks to a culture that has a problem. It speaks to a culture where, you know, something that may have been considered to be, by some people, I don't know, colloquial banter or something, has been perceived as from the recipient as sexual harassment, and it is sexual harassment. And where that is being reported, and 88% or 90% of women have experienced one or more forms, as it says in the survey, then that we have a serious problem that needs to be tackled.
But that's the problem, isn't it? Where it is reported, action isn't taken, and more than that, the complainants find themselves being victimised and singled out and punished for raising a complaint, raising an issue.
Yeah, there are two problems there. First of all, there is a complaints procedure that people have patently lost faith in, because it hasn't been resourced and it hasn't worked for them. And secondly, there is a problem of reprisal, you know, and that is disgusting, and it's something that should never be tolerated, and it should be stamped out. There can't be a hiding place for any form of abuse or reprisal in an organisation like the Defence Forces.
And is the Defence Forces capable itself of dealing with allegations of sexual assault, or does that need to be a matter for the Gardaí?
Annie, if a member ever came to me and said that she or he had been sexually assaulted, I would say go to the Garda Síochána. I don't believe the Defence Forces is equipped, nor should it be actually dealing with incidents of sexual assault. You know, but in terms of how we actually go forward from this, you know, there is talk of the statutory inquiry. There's talk of a setting up of an external oversight body to increase transparency and accountability. And we need to be to the fore of that as representatives of our members of all ranks to drive the culture change that's necessary in the organisation. If we're not at the table, it won't work. If we're not able to bring our members along with us, then people won't have faith. And, you know, we need to reform the organisation. It's as simple as that.
And that was Lieutenant Colonel Conor King, General Secretary of the Officers' Representative Body, RADCO.